This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Everyone, welcome back to Pure Skin Talk. My name is Devin MacArthur. I started recording this and I just looked over and my dog just took, I have to wear an ace bandage at work for my wrist. And my dog loves to take my socks, but he doesn't have any socks to take right now. So he took my ace bandage. He doesn't tear it up or anything. He just takes it. I don't know. Dogs are weird. So I want to, I don't know, always talk about a few things, but one of the things that I want to talk about is that I have really bad sleeping problems, and it has gotten increasingly worse over the last month, where I am up at all hours and finally can fall asleep for like the most solid around 5 or 6, and then I can maybe get 2 to 3 hours of sleep. And that's if I don't work in the morning. Otherwise, it's shorter than that. So I am functioning on not much lately, and there's not really much I can do about it. This is just how my disease goes. But what is funny or crazy or just life, the amount of comments, DMs too, that of people talking about my dark circles. Here's the thing. I get that I'm an esthetician and I get that the standard is probably higher for me. I understand that. But this is nothing I can do. There is nothing I can do with this. Like, it just is what it is. I know they're bad, but I feel like every video I make, I need to put a disclaimer that says, I'm aware of my dark circles. I understand that they're there. I have a mirror. I don't know. Like, I'm personally not bothered by this. But I'm bothered by the fact that people are just okay with pointing out people's faults in like in a forum or even private, you know, in a message to me. Like, you don't think I know? You don't think I have a, like, I get it. I just would never comment on somebody's appearance. I don't know. Like, I see TikTok and people talk about it all the time. Am I curious sometimes? Yeah. But it's none of my business, and it's not, I don't look at things and think, well, they put themselves on social media, so, you know, what do they expect? You should be able to expect kindness. And it's crazy that we can't expect that anymore. So, I don't know. So that's my rant on that. I just think that people need to be nicer, and I know some of it comes from people who are hurt or just had a tough life or whatever. But at some point, we all have to grow up and take responsibility for our actions and just be nice to people. I think that's easy to do. Anyways, that's all I have to say about that. Today, we're going to talk about the new, it's not even that new, but it's relatively newer to the U.S., the bio repeal. I really don't think I've seen a phenomenon bigger than this one in a long time in the aesthetic industry. I feel like every esthetician is getting it. Every esthetician is thinking about getting it. Every esthetician is waiting for it to arrive. It's incredible. And I think the hype is real. I'm pretty excited about that. So we're going to get into it. And then we're also going to talk about electroporation. And I'll talk to you all about what that is and how it works for the skin and what have you. So that's it. So why don't we just get started? Thank you. Let's talk about the BioRepeal first. This is, I've been watching this for a while now, different estheticians talking about it. I'm one to learn about new things that I see out there, but I'm not one to jump on every bandwagon because I kind of want to see how it goes. Everybody gets excited about something at the beginning and then everybody jumps on and they're like, oh my gosh, it's so exciting. This is, you know, and then we find out a few months later, not so great. This is not that. This peel is just absolutely amazing from everything that I have seen. And it comes from Italy and they have been using it, you know, in Europe for a while. But it took a while for it to be able to make it to the U.S. because you have to get things approved by the FDA and lots of hoops you have to jump through. So it did take a while, but it's here now. And I just think it's absolutely incredible. So let's get into it. Let's talk about what it is. So BioRepeal C13 offers two distinct variants. You have the BioRepeal Blue, which is 35% TCA, and that is for the face, neck, décolleté. Then you have the BioRepeal Gold, and that is 50% TCA, and that is for the body. Body, I've always told people this, that anything below the face, it's harder to reverse damage. That's why it's stronger for the body. And the body can take more. You can just do more to the skin, and it's not going to be as affected as the face. So this peel can be applied to numerous areas of the body, presenting as a versatile solution. Not only does it effectively address an extensive range of concerns on the face, but it also provides an opportunity to assist clients in treating sun damage on their body. Dark spots on the chest and shoulders can be treated, signs of aging on hands can be diminished, and fine lines and acne on the back and shoulders can be effectively managed. With the BioRepeal, the possibilities are truly extensive. I'm just getting started with this. It's amazing. I'll talk more about my personal experience in a minute. BioRepeal uses a biostimulation technology, BiFASIC technology is what it's called, which encourages the production of collagen and elastin while also improving cellular turnover. This innovative peel formula helps to exfoliate the top layer of your skin by dissolving the bonds between old, dead, or damaged cells and promoting regeneration. This results in a micro-peel effect, revealing a new layer of fresh, healthy, and luminous-looking skin. So what sets this peel apart from any other peel on the market is that it works from the inside out. Traditional peels are applied to the outer skin and then work their way down into the dermis, essentially traveling into the skin and dehydrating the epidermis, which leads to peeling and downtime. But here, with this BioRepeal, that peel actually works from the outside in. Mm-hmm. So I have always said from the beginning of my career that I don't believe you have to peel with a peel. And this is a perfect example of getting the results without having to hide for a week or two. So BioRepeal does not cause any injury to the epidermis. Rather, it bypasses it and goes down to the dermis. BioRepeal is a biphasic technology that consists of two layers, a lipophilic phase and a hydrophilic phase. Each phase consists of different actions. Let's talk about those two phases. The blue layer, the lipophilic phase, works to hydrate the skin and protects all the ingredients from oxidizing. It also functions as a carrying agent to retrieve the potent ingredients from the hydrophilic phase. That's the TCA, the HA, and the BHA, directing it into the dermis. These ingredients are the key to skin rejuvenation and to having a more youthful looking complexion. David from BioSkin Aesthetics has said that BioRepeal has a biphasic technology that protects the stratum corneum, the epidermis, from dehydration and downtime. The powerful ingredients within one formula promote skin rejuvenation and cell turnover with minimal discomfort for the client. which is always big for me. I want my clients to be comfortable. I want my clients to be able to go live their life. I don't have a clientele that can just chill out for a week or so. I'm constantly looking for things that are going to help their skin without affecting their life too much.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This woman named Mona, and she works for Bioskin Aesthetics, which is where I got my peel. So if any esthetician out there is interested, reach out to me if you need my rep's name. The main point is that the BioRepeel has a small percent of isopropyl myristate, which assists with the delivery of the peel to the dermis. This is where the lipophilic phase occurs. TCA, BHA, and AHAs are funneled through working its way inside out. Having all of these powerful ingredients within one formula promotes skin rejuvenation and cell turnover. BioRepeel stimulates fibroblast activity, protects against free radicals, builds collagen production, and elastin. The main ingredients in the BioRepeel are TCA, which is at 35% for the face, 50% for the body, lactobionic acid, salicylic acid, tartaric acid, and citric acid. This cocktail of peel provides incredible effectiveness so that it can work on a multitude of skin conditions. And it can be used on everybody. So all Fitzpatrick's. Doesn't matter how light your skin is or how dark your skin is, this is absolutely going to be safe for you. And what's really great about this peel is you can combine it with microneedling and other services. It can be combined with dermaplaning, hydrofacials, jet plasma, microneedling, microchanneling, whatever you're doing. It's absolutely incredible. And then after the peel, they do recommend that you have these two products, BioRelift and a hydrating serum, BioRehydra. And those are supposed to be used morning and night, and they go in conjunction with the peel. Now, you can do a one-off. This is definitely a peel that you can do that for. But for me personally, with my clients, I want to start them with a series. And then when we're going into maintenance mode and just want to keep up, then we can maybe just do a one-off every once in a while. But I think it's best to use it in a series. And then you would buy these two products, go with it. And those are like full size. They're not like travel or smaller sizes. These are like full size products, and you would use them throughout the series. And it's used morning and night. You don't always have to use products that go with the peel. Sometimes when you're using something so specific, it's a good idea because everything is kind of formulated together. And then obviously, the more you work with a product, the more you see it on clients, which is why I always talk about influencers being useless because they work on their skin only. When you are working on different skin all the time, you're constantly seeing different results. You have different expectations. You learn different things and say, oh, well, instead of this serum, I want you to use this serum after the peel because we got such great results and da-da-da. You start to learn more. This is just a peel where we're going to follow the directions because I've seen the results when you do. So I'm going to talk about some contraindications for people who should not be using this peel. If you're on retinoids, any kind of vitamin A, you have to stop using this 7 days prior to the bio repeal. If you have any active bacterial, viral, or fungal or herpes on your face at the time, we can't do it. Open wounds. If you have any pre-existing inflammatory dermatitis, so things like psoriasis, atopic dermatitis, things like that, you might not be a candidate. If you have skin cancer and you have not been cancer-free for 3 years, a lot of estrogens aren't going to do it while you have cancer, but maybe if you're in remission and a note from your doctor, some might be okay with that. But everybody's going to be different because at the end of the day, it's on us. If you're pregnant or nursing, if you're using any kind of meds that have photosensitizing potential, anytime you're going through appeal series, you don't want anything that's going to make you more sensitive to really anything. If you've been on Accutane within the last 6 or 8 months, if you've had surgery and you're not fully recovered, because remember that you want your body healthy so that you can fully heal. If you just had surgery and your body is still healing from that surgery, that's where the healing properties need to go. That's where all the energy needs to go, not to also healing your face. So it's just not a good idea to do it until you're fully recovered. And then also if you have an aspirin allergy because there is salicylic acid in it. So that's kind of it. I just wanted to give you just kind of an overview of this peel. I used it on myself. I combined it with microneedling, and I have told you guys a million times how sensitive and reactive my skin is. I could not believe how gentle this was. I felt a little something. Maybe if I was going to put a number on it, 1 to 10, I would say maybe a 2. But honestly, it was nothing. And even at a 2, that lasted seconds. It's pretty gentle. You don't really feel a lot. And I'm telling you, if I am pushing a 2 at the most, I have to say 99% of my clients are going to feel nothing. Probably 100% of them. I combined it with my micro channeling. It hasn't been long enough, so I don't know the results, but I can tell you my skin handled it very well. I might flake a little bit with this. They say it's a no peeling peel, but quite honestly, a lot of that can depend on your skin and your issues and your conditions and what's going on with it to determine whether or not you're really going to peel or flake. I've done a ton of research on this. I've looked at a ton of stories of people doing it, videos, and I haven't seen anybody where people's faces are shedding, like peel, the sheet of face are falling off. I've seen some flaking. And a lot of times I've seen it around the mouth, which is really common because we talk and we eat. So we're constantly moving our mouth. And that is a very common area for people to kind of flake anyway. So I don't want to say this is zero peeling, but it's not a lot and it's nothing that's really going to slow you down. And this can be done year round, which I absolutely love because I have always stopped peels in the summertime because I don't want to do anything that's going to risk my clients' skin and their results. I will say if somebody's going on a vacation, they're going to be in the sun for a week in the middle of July. Yeah, I'm not going to start their series until they get back because that would just be silly. But for the most part, it can be done year round. And I love that you can combine this with microneedling and dermaplaning and, you know, just really you could make this a facial. Whereas most times with deeper peels, you kind of just have to do a peel. It can't really be a facial and a peel because you can't stimulate the skin this much. So it's kind of cool that this can be combined with so many things and really, really give our clients the result that they want, which is always my goal. Anyways, that's the bio repeal. I'm pretty excited about it, as you can tell. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. If you're a client and you want to start talking about doing a series, let's talk. If you're an esthetician, you have questions, I'd be happy to answer. So reach out. Okay, so let's talk about electroporation. It sounds fancier. Not that fancy. So electroporation or no needle mesotherapy uses an electrical pulse to momentarily disrupt the cell membrane, allowing products to enter into the deeper layers of the skin, enhancing the effects of active ingredients on the tissue. The pores that we're creating can be thought of as a physical opening of the cell membrane. This is important as it's actually very hard to get molecules of products such as hyaluronic acid, certain vitamins, amino acids, growth factors, physically inside a skin cell purely because of the size of the molecules. You're trying to push them through this intact cell membrane. Electroporation mitigates this by physically opening the cell membrane up. We create a bigger gap, which allows that product into the skin cell, meaning that when we are pushing active ingredients into the skin, they are much more effectively absorbed by the skin cell. The membrane returns to its original structure when the electrical stimulation is over. The other way a similar outcome is achieved is by injections such as mesotherapy. However, while achieving good results, mesotherapy can be painful and has a risk of side effects such as swelling, infections, or bruising. No needle mesotherapy is an entirely pain-free procedure. I did some research and I looked at this study of people who have used this, and they took a group of people and they had them use it for a different time interval. So some people used it for 3 minutes, 2 minutes, you know, whatever. The results showed that their transepidermal water loss values increased rapidly after the treatment, and it took approximately 5 minutes to be restored. It clearly works. It's doing what it says it's going to do. Now, do I think this is a game changer? No, I don't. This is not like the BioRepeal where I'm like, wow, this is really doing things to the industry. Electroporation has been around for a while. This is not a new technology, but a lot of times trends will come and go, and this one is kind of back at it again. So I personally bought one. I didn't buy a fancy one or anything like that. They're not super cheap, but I did buy one because I kind of wanted to see what this was about. I did make a video about it. I like it. Part of it could be is you're kind of massaging your face with this tool. So it can be like gua sha or, you know, using a jade roll or whatever where you're stimulating. And if you do it in the right directions, it can be, you know, lymphatic drainage. So that alone just might be making your skin look brighter and well balanced because of the lymphatic drainage. Or it could be this technology where it's opening the cell membrane and ingredients are getting back into the pores or getting deeper into the pores and being able to be better at their job. I'm on board. I mean, like I said, I don't think it's a huge game changer, but I do think it makes a difference. When I use it on my skin, I'm surprised how much more my skin is glowing. And I am going to be bringing this into my treatment room because it's just a little thing to add on to the facial. I can't use my hands as much, so I can't do massage anymore because I was thinking I want to start doing lymphatic drainage. Learned about it a couple of different ways. So I'm like, I got to incorporate this because there's a difference, I think, when you do that with a facial. Anyways, I'm going to start doing it. I think it's really interesting. I'm going to have to use the tool because, like I said, I can't use my hands, but I'm pretty excited because, like I said, just the times that I've done it on my skin, I'm surprised how much glowy my skin looks. It's definitely something I recommend. That's all I have to say about it, really. It's a pretty straightforward tool. So the only people who don't want to use it is if you have a pacemaker, if you have muscular or like a nervous disease, if you a nervous system disease. I don't want that, like you're nervous about things. That's not the disease we're talking about. If you suffer from epilepsy, if you're pregnant or breastfeeding, if you're being treated for cancer, or if you have orthopedic implants. We definitely want to ask those questions anyways. If you're doing it in a home, getting your own kind of tool at home, which is definitely something you can invest in at home. Absolutely. This is a Devon-approved at-home skincare device because I don't think you could hurt your skin. If you have active acne, if you have, like, you don't want to stimulate the face a lot if you do have acne. So there's going to be like other things. So if you are unsure, always ask your esthetician. You know, reach out to me if you have a question. I'd be happy to answer to make sure this is right for your skin because nothing is really black and white. Sometimes there's always like a gray area. Anyways, that's it for today, you guys. I hope you learned some things. I have two new things that are relatively new things that I'm excited about bringing into my treatment room and helping my clients further with their skin because this is just what this is all about. Anyways, as always, if you have any questions, please reach out to me. My Instagram is still being taken over by that viral video, which I'm grateful that I have a viral video, but also I feel like I can't go on Instagram and interact with people anymore because it's been taken over. So I can't believe it's not even like a good video. That's what's the frustrating thing. Anyways, if you're listening to this and you haven't left a review on the podcast yet, I would really appreciate it if you could do that for me. It always helps the numbers grow. And anytime you share on your Instagram or your TikTok, one of my videos, that always helps too. Thanks so much. And I hope you guys have a great week and we will talk soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Pure Skin OC. I post lots of skincare tips and videos. You can find me at TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, you can always visit my website and my online store. If you're local and interested in receiving one of my treatments, all of my services are on there, and you can even book from there too. You can also find my skincare coaching if you want to have a virtual consultation with me so that I can help you with your skin. And lastly, but so important, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Besides sharing it with your friends and family, this is the best way to help it grow. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Until next time.